What's going on, Grays fans? Welcome to episode 23, season 14, Cold as Ice, April and Matthew's Close Call with Death. Nicole Herman is back. Arizona might be leaving, maybe leaving. Meredith may be ready to move on. From Derek, we're here to talk about it. Don't move a muscle.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
What's going on, Grays fans? How are you guys? How is everybody tonight after that emotional episode? Thank you, Anthony, for the lights of the studio.
I'm lighting up.
Yes. Everybody have their phones up. Yes. This was, what is this?
Cold as Ice?
Signals and Smoke.
Oh.
Signals and Smoke coming up for air. This was the song that they played when April was coming back from to life. Which I thought was appropriate for tonight's episode.
Keyword, to life.
To life. Yeah, we'll talk about it. We're here to talk about everything, you guys. TGIT.
Oh my God.
We are here to talk about it. I am Timothy Michael. I am joined by my wonderful panel. We have a full panel tonight, full house. Go ahead and introduce yourself, guys.
Yes, we do. I'm Tori Broussard.
Hey, guys. I'm Krista.
Hey, guys. I'm Elle Marie.
I want to know your initial thoughts. But first, everybody in the chat, we already see that you have a conversation going. Keep it up. We love reading your comments. Mm-hmm. Tori's going to be on the chat tonight for our shout outs later on. But I want to hear your initial thoughts first. Wow.
Okay, I'll start.
I can see everybody has some really great initial thoughts on this episode, you guys.
Okay. Just a lot.
Same?
A lot. There were moments that definitely got to me, and I teared up a bit, which I'm sure a lot of Grays fans did. But then I felt like it ended, I was predictable.
Okay.
Which kind of upset me, too. But, I mean, there was a lot that I liked, and there was things that I would have changed. Yeah. So
okay.
That's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed at the end. Going through it, I was like, oh, okay, my emotions were, up and down, but then at the end, I just wanted to be more dramatic. It's just been a while since there has been a very dramatic Grays, end of season episode.
Yeah.
I agree with both the ladies to my left. I wanted more from Jackson. We talked about this a little bit, and I also wanted April to die.
Not that we wanted her to die.
Right.
But
I
had to. I love April, but it was just we needed that dramatic ending.
I feel you.
Yeah.
To, and now we're okay, so how else do you write her storyline?
Yes.
And I think since it is Shonda and it is Grays, you expect that dramatic finale or episode,
and it wasn't there.
You get surprised. We don't know what's going to happen next episode,
right? And it is literally only one episode, so I think that we were all expecting, and like you said, behind the hype with this episode, we were all expecting the big tissues and mascara and eyeliner running, but that wasn't the case. But let's take a step back really quick, because we will get to all that good stuff. I want to talk about wedding planning really quick, because that's what the next episode is going to be about. Alex and Joe are planning their wedding. Well, April's planning their wedding.
Yes.
Which I think is pretty appropriate, because April's good at planning stuff. Yeah, she's very organized.
Right. Oh, she should be a wedding planner as a side job. Right. She's so perfectly organized and neurotic. It's perfect for her.
I completely agree. How do we feel about Joe and Alex finally tying the knot?
I'm excited.
I feel
they are a perfect couple. There's no reason why they shouldn't make it to the altar.
Yeah.
And I think it's cute how they really don't care how it happens as long as they get married.
Right.
That's
super
cute
laid
too.
Back.
I think what I love about Grays is that, so April was planning their entire wedding, but Alex and Joe didn't know that April was going through everything that she was going through.
Right.
And I think what I loved, one of the moments that I loved in this episode was when Meredith has to tell Alex, because he's supposed to meet her for a cake tasting or something, and she breaks down.
Yeah.
And Alex has this moment with April where he says he wants to be... He was always jealous of her because he always wanted to be everything that she was.
I liked that moment.
I liked that too. I thought that just... Because Alex and April were very different characters. I mean, looking at where they both were...
Oh, yeah, right.
It's insane because April is very has to be by the book, and Alex was like, I don't give a damn, I'm gonna do whatever I want. But they're both brilliant doctors, and they both have grown into their own. I wasn't expecting to feel such a relationship between Alex and April as I did in this episode.
I think it's because they have grown, and when they started out and they first the merger, or when those doctors came over, mm-hmm. they fought a lot, and it yeah. just, like, mm-hmm. they never got along, and then as the seasons, it, like, slowly progressed, mm-hmm. I feel like. Yeah. So we're just starting to see them in these last couple, like, actually be friends, so that's yeah. why it was such a hard scene, because he was acknowledging it, too. Yeah. He's like, I wasted so many years hating her, because mm-hmm. she was everything I wasn't, yeah. and right. yeah.
And I think, you know, like, they had, like, this underlining respect for them.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, respect for each other, regardless mm-hmm. of, you know, how many times they argued or didn't mm-hmm. get along. And it took, like, unfortunately, a moment like this for yeah. him to kind of, like, express that to the other doctors.
Yeah. Because when he said that, when he was expressing his emotions about April, like, old April popped into my head. Like, the April that always mm-hmm. had the notebook mm-hmm. and, like, was so, you know
remember,
what I mean?
And everyone was like,
yeah. yes. And so yeah. everyone was so annoyed by her. But then they started to see her ways and, like, the things that she would do would work for yeah. her. You know, and it actually kind of helped everyone else as well. So
it's like, oh, funny yeah. that that's what that brought you back to, because it brought mm-hmm. me back to when Alex got shot in the elevator. Mm-hmm. And yes. April was also there, and she almost got shot as well from the active yeah. shooter mm-hmm. that was in the hospital.
Well, she was something that episode.
Oh, yeah. I loved her in that yeah. episode. I
favorite finale. Something.
Agreed, agreed. Yeah. And I thought that I'm surprised that they didn't, that they wrapped it up in this episode and not had, like, that kind of moment with them in that episode. You know
oh,
what I mean?
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
they both pretty much almost died. He almost yeah. died from blood loss. She almost died because she almost got shot in the face.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I feel like also when that episode ended, it wasn't as much. There was just so many people that were yes, in situations agreed. Like that, yeah, and sure. they were worried about Derek and everyone.
Yes.
So I think that's what made this. It was just April. It was one-on-one, and he could really, like, think about it.
Yeah.
Too,
yeah.
I think made the difference.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nicole Herman is back. How many people are excited to see Nicole Herman again? Wow, guys. you guys are so
okay, I think
that's how I feel about her. I'm sorry. She's like, I don't know, I like her, but she's never I didn't, like, miss her terribly.
Right. Like, yeah. Exactly. Like, I didn't miss her, but, like, her sass was, like, on point.
Oh, season. Yeah.
And I loved it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm going to disagree with you guys. I am obsessed
you
with
are
Gina
a big
Davis.
Fan, yeah. yeah.
I love Gina Davis. I've always loved Gina Davis. But I like Nicole Herman's character in general. Mm-hmm. She's, like, one of those, she's one of the smartest people mm-hmm. on this, mm-hmm. in that they brought onto the show character wise. I loved what they did with her character arc. It was something different. I mean, she had a tumor. Amelia operated on her with her own tumor, and now she's blind. Like, come on, you guys.
Yeah.
Like,
and no, she has, I liked her. I just yeah. didn't. Right. I wasn't missing her. Exactly. So when she came back, I was like, oh, cool.
If she didn't come back this episode, it, like, would have been like, she's gone forever.
I'm glad she did, though. I loved her line. She mm-hmm. was, she's so witty. Yeah. She was hilarious. Yeah.
Well, she's back because she's got some head pain. Headaches, and yes, and she wants to find out what's going on. She doesn't know if the tumor is back. So Arizona mm-hmm. comes in. Arizona was a little salty this episode because Nicole Herman's character left, obviously, abruptly.
Right.
And Arizona's a little butthurt about it because she pretty much saved her life.
Mm-hmm.
What do you... How did you guys feel about Arizona, just the way that she was treating Nicole?
I could feel it a little bit, you know, as it goes on, like Dr. Herman said, like, okay, like, we can move past mm-hmm. this, like, because she kind of opened up in the way that she knew how, Dr. Herman did, to Arizona to let her know, like, she has been watching her and following her, but at the same time, before Arizona knew that, it's like, I don't know that, mm-hmm. and all I know is that you just up and left, and now that you need more help, you're back, so I feel a little
used.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I feel like the way she responded makes sense, but I also feel that Arizona's kind of like that bigger person type character, so I just expected mm-hmm. her to just come right out and be like, where have you been? Why did you just, you know, mm-hmm. leave abruptly like you said? Just kind of like, you know, get straight to the point. And when she didn't, I was like, oh, here you are, being like, you know, the typical, like, I would expect something like that from Meredith, maybe, you know, a little bit, or even April.
Yeah,
a little bit. Not Arizona.
But we also have to remember that Arizona at this point didn't know that her tumor wasn't mm-hmm. going to be back. Like, she only, like, confronted her when she knew that her tumor was... Like, it's kind of like...
Yeah, they were walking on ice, I think, around there, too. Yeah,
totally. I completely agree. Did we... What I wasn't expecting was Nicole and Amelia's kind of relationship. Because I didn't forget that Amelia had a tumor, but I forgot that she operated on her with a tumor.
Yeah.
And I kind of loved how they phrased that, especially with Betty and her little quips in the scenes, mm-hmm. that, yeah, you operated on one of the best prenatal surgeons mm-hmm. in the country with a tumor of your own.
Yeah.
And there's this whole walking on ice once again about, like, oh, I don't know if I should tell her, I don't know if I made her blind because of my tumor. I kind of liked where that was going.
I love that. Yeah. I think that whole interaction, especially since Betty was tied in and she Amelia would talk about how I don't want to lie to her. My sobriety is not lying. Mm-hmm. And Betty kind of took that and used it in the end and told the truth. But I also like how people brought up, yeah, you might have had the tumor, but you wouldn't have operated on her if you didn't.
Yeah.
Right. And you wouldn't have ended up saving her life. She mm-hmm. might have lost right. her sight, but she lived yeah. because mm-hmm. she did have the tumor and she was crazy enough to try. So yeah. right. I like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. yeah. I agree. I think that, I mean, I love Amelia and I love Nicole. Both of them coming together, I was like, oh, I'm all about it. I can dig it. Amelia and Betty, let's talk about that really quick. Cause Betty makes her reappearance. Mm-hmm. I thought she was gone, surprise. You guys. I thought she was gone for a little while. Did yeah, anybody
yeah.
else?
Yeah, same.
No, I thought yeah, she was, so did yeah. I.
Okay. So when she came back, I was a little surprised and she claims that she was like 6 days sober and mm-hmm. she missed Leo and all this stuff. First of all, she does not look like she went through 6 days of withdrawals when she first popped
no,
up.
No, she was that makes total sense, but like I yeah. believed her.
You believed her?
Too. Oh no, I did. I was like, look at how she looked.
But I, yeah, I
she wasn't sweating. She wasn't like ornery. That, like, usually yeah. she's cranky and yeah. yeah,
that's true. But she's young. I was like, maybe she bounced.
Back. Me too. And I was like, oh, she feels really bad. She's gonna try to like keep it together.
She's having a good day.
Right? Yeah, yeah,
that's what I thought. A cold brew for breakfast.
One or, you know, two or three maybe.
But I love the way that this relationship between her and Amelia is evolving. Mm-hmm. Because, yeah. like I said, I didn't expect her to be back so fast.
Yeah.
But I love the direction that it's taking Amelia's character. Because it's really making Amelia take responsibility for herself. It and is. Growing as a character.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Agreed.
What are your thoughts on that situation?
I love it. Because I not only agree with what you said about her as a character, but like, just the fact that, like, she's willing to, like, help the next person mm-hmm. not go down the same path that she went down.
Yeah.
And I think that's very big. Sometimes people just tend to focus on themselves and make sure they are 100% before they yeah. try to help mm-hmm. somebody else. But she didn't do that. Mm-hmm. She was like, I'm going to help myself, and I'm going to help you.
Yeah.
And I think it's huge. Working, too.
Yeah, it
like,
is.
Her having to take her to meetings that maybe she wouldn't have went to right. is just, I think it's an added bonus, and it's yeah. going to help both of them.
And yeah. I think, yeah. and like you mentioned earlier, like her, with Amelia saying, like, secrets and everything, that's part of her sobriety, so she can't keep secrets. And mm-hmm. I feel like Betty being there also was like, she has to lead by example.
She has right. to another,
yes, it's like yeah. she's there, mm-hmm. so it's like, I, mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I can't do that. You know what I mean? Yeah. Because that'll put me in a slippery slope. I have this person watching me, mm-hmm. and I have to do better yeah. and lead by example.
Speaking of which, was it a little weird that Betty was in the hospital?
The whole day.
Right.
like I mean, a drug guys. Addict in a hospital.
A drug addict in a hospital, you're all like 16 years old. You're like 16 years old.
I was like, there are drugs everywhere.
You're following these doctors around. They're talking about like confidential medical information yeah. about other patients. Like, oh, well, why yeah. are you following? Like, come on.
Okay, guys. I mean, so, it's typical gray, so just like, yeah. but that, like in real world, I was like, ooh. Yeah.
That makes sense. I see your point, but I, again, me and Noel Marine didn't catch that. But I do feel like
I don't
Amelia
know if that says something about me. I
feel like. Okay, obviously, she couldn't leave Betty by herself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I also feel like when people bring, like, outsiders, so non-doctors into the hospital and kind of, like, shadow them around, those characters or those people tend to find it interesting and intriguing. And it, like, mm-hmm. they start exercising their own minds. And so I feel like that was kind of part of the plan.
No,
which
of
I
course.
Get. It's just protocol-wise, it, like, kind
yeah,
of
I didn't
illegal.
But you know, like, protocol-wise, and like the fact that she's 16 years yeah. old. Like, I get an adult like following you around because an adult mm-hmm. can keep their mouths quiet. But I mean,
yeah.
this is a kid you're talking about. You maybe don't know like, what she can see.
Yeah. Okay. And your yeah. point about leaving her at home, yeah, you can't. So what's she gonna do with her?
Hold on. That's another thing that I really want to talk about because she's.
What is she gonna do with her?
Well, she brings her to the hospital because she's afraid that she's going to use if she leaves her by herself. Yeah, but I'm like, right. if she really wants to use you guys,
the
she's
hospital,
an addict.
Yeah, she's,
going to use.
Yeah.
She's going to find a way to do it. So you have to kind of let her do it for herself. You can't yeah. force her and watch her like a hawk. Otherwise, she's not going to get
But she is 16. Yeah. It's yeah. not like she's 32.
So you do have to kind of sometimes yeah, watch
I
a
think,
teenager.
Right.
I think it's at teenager. First she's going to be yeah. very overbearing and hopefully like she extends yeah. the leash a little bit as yeah. the
okay.
episode
because
gone.
It's more about like that guidance. Like if you kind of take away the addiction and things yeah. like mm-hmm. that. Let's say she just got in trouble and that was her punishment. Like with mm-hmm. a parent, you are not leaving yeah. my sight. You have to do what I say. You
right.
are older, but you're not grown yet.
Right.
Yeah. So come on.
Yeah.
Okay.
You tell.
Yeah. I want to know what people in the chat are saying about Betty and how they feel about her character because I actually do like Betty's character. Mm-hmm. I like the struggle that she's dealing with and obviously the effects that it's having on Amelia. Yeah. So I want to see where that relationship goes. And I hope, I'm just saying, maybe we should save a prediction, but I'm going to say it anyway. I hope nothing happens to Betty.
Oh, I know. Me either.
Yeah.
We also haven't had, like, a teenage kid on the show.
In a long time.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember the last time we had.
Like, Sloane.
Was that the last one? That was a long time ago.
I think that was the last. I can't think of, like, I mean Patience, but like, not anyone that, like, made multiple appearances as someone's kid.
Right.
Or, like, someone's adoptee.
I mean, that's Tuck is kind of almost He's older now. Yeah. So I guess we can kind of count him. But he
really wasn't in the hospital like
that. That's true. Yeah. That's true.
So
it's just interesting. She's walking around.
Anything in the chat that's happening?
It's like a split between, like, I love Amelia and she's growing on me, but somebody did say, oh my gosh, I think I just passed it. Someone said Sloane was annoying, Betty's interesting.
Sloane was annoying.
That's fair.
She was an entitled brat.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, darn. There's so many. They just
read that, I want to talk about Eris.
Wait, somebody said, bring your junkie friend to work day.
Who said that?
Shade.
I'm going to butcher that name. Sebastian, I think that's your name.
She's a child.
But wow, that's pretty brutal, but I'm liking it.
I think that's good.
Bring your junkie friend to work day. I like it. That should be an actual day, you guys.
Or your junkie almost adoptee to work day.
So Arizona, I want to talk about her really quick once again. Might be leaving to New York because of Sophia.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She tells Nicole, and Nicole obviously has certain feelings about it.
Obviously.
Because she tells her if she goes to New York, she's not going to be able to do what Nicole taught her to do.
Yeah.
And I think Nicole has a right to feel that way. Oh, I mean, I agree. Absolutely. You thought you were going to die. You picked this person to, like she says, download all of this information into, and now they're going to say that they don't want to do it anymore? I was like,
Before that, when she was talking to Bailey, I didn't realize she'd have to go back into PEDS and tell that conversation with Herman, where she's like, well, they're the only people hiring as PEDS. So I was like, well, you should have led with that. That's not good. Yeah. Don't go to New York. Yeah.
How do we feel about her telling Bailey? Because I actually liked that moment a lot. I thought you were a pixie stick at first.
I was like, me too, in her little rollerblades.
Me too.
Me too, Bailey. And I just loved it. And then at the end, she's almost crying. She's like, but it's been like one of my greatest pleasures or honors to work with you.
Yeah.
Aww. I was like, stop it. I teared up during that
I did too.
I'm like, Dad, Gray's the first 2 minutes?
I mean, that's because Bailey doesn't get deep, or she doesn't get soft a lot. Right. No. So when she does, I'm like, oh.
But I think, you know, Amelia telling Bailey first was, like, probably the best decision to make out of all of the doctors.
Yes.
So, I mean, and I liked that it was, like, up front.
Yeah, because she was like, gotta give my notice. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of telling any of the other doctors, she doesn't necessarily tell Richard first, which I was surprised about, because they have a very good relationship. I think so, too.
And I'm glad you brought that up. Richard is emotional.
Clearly. Well, he has been getting very emotional.
Look at how emotional Bailey got. She wasn't expecting that, though. She was hoping Bailey would be the easy one. She'd let her go.
But you see when Richard, you know, Richard was asking all these questions, and Miranda just immediately went to, you know, like, I really enjoyed working with you. Mm-hmm.
It's because Miranda's a mom.
Yes. Exactly. Yes.
Not that Richard isn't a dad, but it's, you know.
Yeah.
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 I also feel that performance from Bailey's character, I believe her name is Shonda Wilson, might be lying about that. I think it's Shonda Wilson.
No, you're right.
But I think that wasn't a performance. I think that was genuinely how she felt about this woman who is her friend and co-host.
That
co-worker.
Came in my mind. I'm glad you brought that up, because when I was watching everything unfold with April, I was watching like the different characters react, and I'm like, I wonder how much of this is raw, because you know, these characters are leaving.
Yeah. Well, that just brings us into like the meat of the entire episode, which is this accident that happens. So we obviously got a preview to it last episode. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we knew that there was something coming that was going to involve April. What I didn't expect, that Matthew was going to be involved. And I just want to talk about Matthew really quick.
Right.
Matthew has some stuff going on. I wasn't into specifics. Something about his liver.
His spleen?
Spleen.
Yeah. See, I was not paying attention to it.
It was really bad.
Yeah.
I was like, where's April?
right. When were we expecting Matthew to make it or not?
Honestly, I forgot about Matthew once they started, like, giving, like, intense CPR.
Oh, to April?
Yeah. And then I kept forgetting that, like, Weber was the one operating on him.
Yeah. Like, where I was with it was if they do kill April, that they're going to both go.
And then that's how they're going to be. So then there's two orphans,
girl, two orphans. No, and not only that, but I'm like,
he hasn't... kids. I was just like, oh, they're going to both... And then they'll be in the afterlife
together.
Also,
Matthew been through a lot? Not that April hasn't, but, man, he just lost his wife. He's a single daddy. Like, his first wife walked out on the altar with him, and now they're back together.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Well, I'm glad that you brought that up, because I was thinking the same thing. I was like, Matthew's been through enough, and if April didn't make it, that would just been another one.
Oh, yeah. Either way, he would have had to die if she did, because right. that's like...
Yeah.
Like, I'd be like, are you kidding me?
True.
I agree. So one thing that I was surprised about was Matthew was saying April. Mm-hmm. Now, it brought me back to the whole George episode. George O'Malley, we were like, we didn't know where George was and blah, blah, blah. So it brought me back to that, A. And B, I thought that it was a little predictable that she was in the car with him. So I thought that it was going to be part of that whole fire apartment blaze thing.
Oh, when that first came up on the screen,
right?
Because we didn't play into it again. I know why Bailey was upset. You know, she's worried about Bay.
Right.
And then,
right.
But I was like, oh, is that what happened maybe?
Right.
Why show us that?
Right. Yeah. I thought that he was just bringing up April, and then they were like, because they were seeing each other, which we find out is the truth. But I thought that there was a fire in April's apartment, and that's what
something was like happening. That. Yeah.
And that's why she wasn't answering her phone and stuff like that. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see that.
But that's obviously not the case. She was obviously in the car with Matthew. I know that you guys were disappointed by this entire situation. And I need you to break it down for me, because I think our fans need to know why. Why were we so disappointed with April's entire case?
Okay. Like her not dying?
Yeah. I think this is my issue. I'm not going to say how disappointed I am until I see how they actually have her leave. Because that's...
Okay.
So next episode, this might change, but I love April. She's really... At first, I didn't, but she's a character I really like, and she's grown on me. Mm-hmm. And, we know what's going on with Arizona. It's like, why are we making both of these... They just wrote both of these characters off. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, it better be for a good storyline.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, I'm just like...
Right.
Yeah.
I think I agree with what you said, and I do like Arizona's storyline. Not that I don't like April's, but it was just like we went from, you know, Ellen saying, you know, like they're not going to die off.
Yeah.
And so, but then we saw like 2 weeks ago this preview, and we were like, oh, I was like, oh my gosh, like what the heck? Like, she's not going to die. And then it was just like the accident and then reviving her was so traumatic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It made sense for her to just.
That or maybe like you know what I mean, coma for
for a while.
Yeah, it just was so easy, and not that I wanted her to die. I don't like
we
did
not
can't stress that enough.
Right.
But for the storytelling of it, it could have went differently.
It was just like,
it just needs to be a little more dramatic. Like
I wanted to be full on sobbing, like I was when McDreamy died.
Right,
you know?
Or even with George, because like when that was brought up for you, and same for me. So we knew that, we know April's going to leave. We know something's going to happen. And I remember when George got off of the show, there was a spoiler, and I found out he was going to die beforehand. I was so upset.
Mm-hmm.
And then I watched the episode, and it was done so well. It was so surprising. And I was like, whoa. And so I didn't have that feeling with April.
Yeah.
Right. Which is, like, we know something's going to happen.
Right.
But at least still give me a whoa.
Yes. Like, not that she even had to die. She could have still lived, but they could have drawn it out to the next episode.
Right.
Or put her in a coma and had some internal battle with that.
Have her grab Jackson's hand, like, at the end when the credits are getting ready to roll for next week.
Yes.
You know
what
I mean?
I honestly thought they were going to go back and forth between, like, the wedding and checking on April. The wedding and checking on April. Like, I
so
really
you thought
did.
It was going to be more than one episode. It's funny that you brought that up, Elmarie, because I feel the same way. I wanted there to be more with April, but I feel like social media ruined it for me. I feel like
it's true.
All the articles that they've been writing for the last 2 weeks, all the Twitter the tweets that the actresses have been, you know, putting out there. I was expecting something dramatic was going to happen. I expected that she wasn't going to die. Like it's it took all of the surprise away from me. I feel like I would feel different if I didn't know any of that was going to happen.
You're right.
Because
I think my first word when it ended, I was like, that was so predictable. And it was predictable because of everything on social media because we knew it was going to be dramatic, but we didn't think she was going to die because they wouldn't have showed it to us as or like thrown it in our face like they did, and the actors wouldn't have been like, no one's going to die. You know, so it was just predictable.
And not to mention it's a medical drama. People are going to die. So why not now when you have a perfect opportunity?
Like leave that to like our imagination and wait till the episode actually airs, because you're right. Them actually also, saying like no one's going to die, and then Sarah tweeted or put on Instagram, calm down, guys.
Like, come
don't
on.
Don't tell me to calm down. I don't want to calm down. I want to anticipate what your fate is going to be.
That's why didn't this feel like a finale episode? I mean, until how it ended. That's why I'm really interested to see what happens next.
Me too.
Is it really just going to be a happy wedding? They get locked in a closet for a couple minutes and then that's it.
Gosh. I don't even want to talk about that yet. But Elle Marie has.
I'm just hoping that that throws us for a curveball and Shonda does some tricks, and then we get the finale we were hoping for.
We'll come back to it.
Let's lighten the mood a little bit and have some fun here. So we have Maria Menounos' podcast. I know you guys have been hearing us talk about this podcast. It is a really good one. It airs on Friday on iTunes. So Conversations with Maria Menounos, the podcast edition. And Conversations with Maria features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of your life. So that's from health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and much more. So let Maria know that we sent you guys to the podcast for Conversations with Marina.
Maria.
So, you can check that out, like I said, every Friday on iTunes. Make sure you give it 5 stars. Make sure you give it a rating. And tell her the Grey's Anatomy panel sent you there.
It's great stuff. Check it out.
Speaking of iTunes, really quick, you guys, if anybody's listening to us on iTunes, make sure you give us a 5-star rating as well. If you're looking at us on YouTube, give us a thumbs up. Give us a comment. We love interacting with you guys.
Love it.
You guys keep the lights on. This is why we do the show, is because of you and the fans. And we always have a really amazing live chat going. And that's we love that. We love interacting with you guys. We love you guys interacting with us. So thank you for that. Back to the episode. I want to talk about reactions from everybody else around April's death, or April's close call to death. One in particular was Jackson. Now, I don't know what, if anybody else felt this way, but I think J-Pol should be alive and well.
Yeah. The whole entire time. I've always thought that. Hello.
I mean, but after this episode, that bedside scene, I was like, and it's, why can't you guys just be together?
I can't wrap my head around. I can, because she made, Arizona made the whole speech. Like, they both have been through stuff, and that's why it's different this time around. But I'm like, you left your wedding with Matthew for Jackson. And now you're back with Matthew? Like, what was the point of that?
Right.
I get you guys both lost some stuff, but it's just like, I wanted them to make it so bad. I don't know.
I'm here for, I'm a fan of J-Pro. I'm more of a fan for them, but I can kind of see how Matthew and April could do better the second time around.
No,
and
that does make sense.
Also, I kind of look at it as April may have taken him for granted.
I think it was a combination, and Jackson was something different, and he was so not what Matthew was.
It's hard. Sometimes it happens, because it was so easy for them, and, you know, it just would have been like, this is my husband, and things like that, blah, blah, blah.
Right,
So now, maybe this time around, she will have a different, like you said, it's a different love, it's a different understanding.
They've been through heartbreak and loss. Right.
I totally get what they're saying, but I also feel that the only reason why, you know, April even kind of left Matthew to went off with Jackson is because Jackson was kind of like the guy she never thought she could have. In a sense, Matthew was like who she was kind of like raised and supposed to be with, and Jackson was kind of like this, like,
that's what I liked about it.
Exactly. And I liked that, you know, and I feel like they could have made it work.
But it didn't make sense.
You're right. It didn't make sense. I honestly just wish, like, you know, maybe she didn't end up with Matthew. Not that I didn't want her to, you know, be single, but it was just like this whole, like, going back to Matthew, leaving Matthew, going
back
to Matthew.
That's what I'm saying. It's just like, what was the point of you leave? But I get it. You got to figure it out.
I love Matthew, but he's kind of boring.
He is.
He's not going to be boring anymore. She's going to appreciate him now.
Well, that's just another critique that I have, is that all of a sudden, you know, Arizona drops the bomb that they've obviously been seeing each other for months.
Yeah, with poor Jackson there.
Right.
Which is
who? He's seen someone else too. it's fine.
He's moved on.
I'm like, let him mourn.
But I wanted the writers to kind of show us a little bit more of that. I don't want to just be surprised that they're seeing each other, especially when we know April's leaving the show. Like, I want to see her, if that, because that just opens up another door for her to be written off. Like, I don't want to just be like, oh, she's with Matthew all of a sudden. That'd now she's riding off into the sunset. Instead of seeing their relationship build back after what everything that they lost. I would want to see that.
You know what? That's another reason why I'm so, like, team J'April. Because we've seen them together, where Matthew and her, it was a while ago, and then she got straight with Avery, and it was this, like, love story.
Yeah.
So I'm just, if we would have had a couple episodes with them together, maybe I'd feel, like, differently. Building back.
Yeah.
If I could have seen it, like, flourish.
Another thing that I thought was interesting was that as soon as Matthew wakes up, he asked about April. Mm-hmm. But as soon as April woke up, she knows about Matthew.
She looked at Jackson. You prayed for me.
I literally wrote it down. I was it like, worked. Arizona's like over here bawling her eyes out like every 5 seconds.
Yeah. And everybody's around her. Eyes were on Jackson.
And she did not say.
I guess it was a moment of her. She was like, he had just prayed for her. And I think that was like a sweet little, you believe moment. Right.
That and the fact that, like, she hadn't told them yet. So I honestly don't think that.
That too.
She doesn't know that they know.
Exactly. So it's like.
But in that moment, when you just wake up and you thought you were going to die and everyone's, like, crying around you, there's, like, one person you want to see. And I'm sure it was Harriet.
True.
But, like,
right.
You know, and versus, like, you know, if I that was me and, like, I'd be like, where my boyfriend at?
But I feel like when you have all those doctors around you and you, like, I don't know, I just feel like she was like, these people saved my life.
Yeah.
Like,
every
single one of them was waiting for her to wake up.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. I want to talk about this last moment with Meredith because as maybe disappointed as we were in this episode, because it was so predictable, this last moment with Meredith really brought me back to why I love Grey's.
Mm-hmm.
Just her putting Derek's old fairy scrub cap
on top of the post-it.
Back on top of the post-it that she kept in her drawer. I honestly feel like she's finally ready to move on 100% from Derek.
Yes, as sad as it is, I'm like, but so sad.
I'm happy for her. I want,
that
you
moment,
know.
Even you continue.
I
just have so many feelings. That moment really got me. Yeah. I really liked her scene with who was she talking to? Alex. And she was like, I came back, and he was like, I know I was there. And then she's just like, but I feel like it was, you know, for me to have that time with Derek and the kids. It was just bonus time, and I was like, such a nice way to look at it.
Yeah, it is.
And that's kind of, and then with her laying everything down at the end, she's like, you know, I got extra time, so.
Yeah, and like, I'm grateful, because I feel like even though they were saying, like, she's going to come back, they all thought she wasn't coming back.
Yeah.
I mean, it had been like 3 hours by the time Jackson got in there, like, really?
You know what I've learned watching Grey is that you need to marry a doctor or be a doctor, because they're going to spend so much more time on you when you're going into the light than they would on any average Joe.
3 hours more. Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, they're, so that's what I've learned. So everybody go get you a doctor or become one.
Yes, agreed.
Like,
and
or just have any affiliation with a hospital. As, you know, become friends, a candy striper, I don't know.
Agreed. I know that there are a lot of you in the chat right now. I'm going to shoot it over to Tori for some shout-outs for the episode. Tori?
Olivia said that she cried and I died. A lot of people said that they cried. Good Lady in a Storm said that Jesse was amazing.
We've got some new people in the chat.
He was really good this episode. I really like
Nevermore 667 said Meredith is ready to move on.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree. Got some laughing emojis from Abby.
Brave Unicorn, Abby Karawaki.
Yes.
Kirsten Roberts. Wow, there's a lot of new people in chat. Yeah, some names I haven't heard before.
Leah Corner said me too.
Obviously. Oh, cool.
So
they
agree with us.
I like that someone mentioned Jackson's acting. He was phenomenal this episode.
Really?
I liked him coming into
fate. Do you disagree?
Like, him at the end when he went to get Harriet and then, like, walking past the church.
Yeah.
Those moments.
Yes.
Not necessarily his reaction to April. In the middle there, but at the end,
yes to those two moments that she said I wanted way more.
Yes,
when he was on his knee.
Oh, when he was on his
cut.
Was he
sitting or was he on his knees?
He was
sitting.
I agree. That moment, I wanted him to
be
like
under the bed, Tori.
Well,
Wait, at which moment?
Wait, when Jackson was by her bedside.
She was basically praying to God and said that he was going to believe.
I believe.
Well, I feel like I believe. Cry more?
Yeah.
He's a dude. I feel like that was...
when the mother of your child is on her deathbed...
I mean, like, I feel like he was sad, definitely.
He had the forehead vein was pretty. I felt like it could have been more.
See, the only time I wanted more is when they were reviving her. I wanted him to be, like, helping Maggie.
Yeah.
Instead of being like, but I get why he did it. He's like, it's over. It's fine.
Yeah. It was hard for him to keep watching
that. Yeah, but I did think he was sad, definitely. I think it's because he was praying. I feel like he was
sad. I just... I want more.
Okay, yes, I mean, you're entitled to your opinion, but
Tori's man better be performance from this? So emotional. Like,
I did. When it comes to death, I thought he did a very good job.
I thought Jesse Williams did a very good job.
He didn't do a good job.
I think he did enough for me.
Tori wanted to be in there with buckets of water and just cry.
Clearly. She wanted the whole, like, dribble snot.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Okay, well, I guess Tori and I, once again, just going to be disagreeing on something. Let's go into our segment, you guys, of who served the cure tonight.
Well, everyone in the chat agrees with you.
Of course they do. Alrighty, guys, so you obviously know this is one of our favorite segments. Who served the best line, aka The Cure, tonight?
I have two.
I'm going to go over to Krista first.
No, I want to go last because hopefully someone takes one of mine, so I go to...
Okay, I can you know, go first.
Let's be clear, I will be going last, but you can go second or last.
Tori, then me. Fine. Then all right. We'll figure it out.
So I said Meredith had the cure when she said, "We don't need people with feelings, we need people who can help," when she was talking to Maggie, because Maggie was like, "I need to go tell Jackson," and Meredith was right. And I feel like in life, like when you're going through a tragic event, you need somebody who's kind of going to be there to like really get the work done and pick up the pieces, not somebody all the time who's just going to, you know, sit there and cry with you, because it's not really helping.
Yeah, I agree.
You need action sometimes.
That was a good one.
Mine was from April when she told Owen, "You always come."
That was mine too. I have another one.
That was so good. Her at the farm just popped into my head, like, right away, and the relationship that they have, and the fact that even, he was the one to go out. He just was there. And he was the one to go out and literally find her and bring her back.
That was such a sweet moment.
It was.
That's why I wrote it down.
Okay. Well, I had a backup just in case anybody came, because that was a good one.
I should have went first.
Okay. See? Regrets.
I have so many regrets.
Well, now you're going to go last.
Oh, you said I couldn't. Now you are.
So I think that my favorite line was actually from one of my favorite lines. It's from Owen when he said, when he's talking about praying, and he said, "I don't care how you do it or who you do it to."
That's what April would have wanted.
I love this. So yeah, well, this is why you should have went first. So no sympathy. Wow. Sorry. Not sorry. I love that line just because we all know that April is that person who religion has been a very, very, you know, big thing in her life. And I feel like in that moment, whether you believe in something or not, when somebody who does is going through something like that, you should have the respect enough for them to do what they would have wanted for you, even if you don't believe it at all.
Right. You're not really doing it for yourself. Exactly.
So that was my favorite line. Krista,
what was your favorite line? Whatever. Let's see here. Okay, well, we'll just go with, I did like this line. I didn't write it down as one of my best, but, you know, we'll go with it. When Mare was like, "She's not dead until she's warm and dead," because it goes back to... when she had her issues and 500 times. But yeah, I just like that because she was from the beginning like, we're not going to lose her. And she was also the one fighting the whole time because people kept talking about April in the past tense. Yeah. And she was like, "Stop saying was."
True.
So I just feel like how she started that whole scene with that line.
Yeah.
It was, you know, "We're going to fight. We're going to make sure
Especially the interns. They were annoying me because they were so insensitive.
Well, wait, before we get to that, we're going to go into our next part, which is who diagnosed the disease, which means what was our least favorite line or most hated line of the episode.
I go first.
Okay. Krista, right, once again, girl, the diva queen that she is tonight.
No. I just don't want everyone to take mine again. Okay.
Well, go ahead.
All right. So mine was with the interns.
Of course. Go ahead.
I love you some Krista, man. Sorry. I love you some Krista.
So it was when what's glasses and Helmuth. She was like, dude, stop like putting that on her. She can't feel that. She's dead.
Yeah.
I was like,
yeah.
You insensitive. Like, like all the doctors are giving her compressions and she's like, she's dead. Yeah. I was like, I just hate the intern.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. That was a pretty bad line.
Yeah.
Elmarie?
You mentioned this earlier and you kind of like this line, Tim. But I don't know. It was kind of cheesy for me for when Betty, when she was like, so you had a brain? Wait, what did she say?
A brain.
So you, so you did brain surgery while you needed, brain surgery?
Oh, like, that was story that brought that up. That was good.
I liked that line.
Sorry. No, I did not.
But it was totally funny.
Yeah. No, it was like so cheesy for me.
It was cheesy.
Oh, one of you guys.
Roll back the tape, y'all. Roll back the tape.
The same when you're right there. No, I'm just joking.
We are. We are.
We really are.
But yeah, so yeah, it was just too cheesy.
Yeah, okay, fair. Do you want me to go? Would you like to go last?
Oh, I'm not going to pick. I'm going to let you tell me
okay,
which...
Okay, well, you go ahead and go
I'm
next.
Okay, wow. So my diagnosis...
Go ahead.
My diagnosis was from Herman when she said, I didn't know how to thank you, and I still don't, so I'm not. All you had to do was say, thank you.
Oh, I disagree. I like that line because it's so Nicole
it's
Herman.
It's so Herman.
It's so Herman. But all right.
That's why it was still a bad line.
Damn, okay. All right, well, my least favorite line was actually from Jackson when he was actually by April's bedside and he was talking to God and he was saying, you know, I'll do it. I'll do whatever you want. Like you felt about Betty was a little cheesy. Mm-hmm. I thought that whole thing was cheesy. I love the emotion that he was emitting, but him sitting here going, I'll do whatever you want. God, I'll talk to you. Whatever. I
feel
just
like that's a typical thing that they say in that moment.
Sure. Yeah. I just, you know, that's just how I feel.
No,
I might
I feel
get some slack for it,
no,
but that's just how I feel. Let's go. So there's no news and gossip that we don't have, you guys.
Yeah.
Next week is the finale. We're really excited to see how that goes.
News in April didn't die.
Right. Which brings us into predictions. Let's talk predictions really quick, you guys.
And now, you're after Buzz.
Who has a really big prediction?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I have no idea
what's going to happen in this next, besides that there's going to be a wedding. But is it really just going to be a happy little wedding?
Which I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Like, do we want to know what's going to happen?
A happy wedding. I need April's storyline to make sense.
Really quick, before you start, because I just want to get my thought out. With the whole wedding thing, we've seen weddings on Grey's Anatomy before.
Yes, we have. Mm-hmm.
I think the wedding that I loved the most was Bailey and Warren's wedding.
Oh, that
and that
one.
Was after, oh my gosh.
I always forget
Richard's
about
wife had just died.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes to the wedding and he doesn't tell Bailey what just happened because he wants her to be in her moment.
Right.
I love that episode. And the only reason I bring it up is because you can have a wedding with other stuff going on. It doesn't have to be all happy endings.
Right.
So I'm hoping, and it was a great episode. So I'm hoping with this next episode, it's not all just happy.
Which it could just be emotional, you know, like a lot of emotions with everyone leaving and like flashback, stuff like that maybe. But yeah, I just want her storyline to, like the reason they wrote her off, I want it to like be worth it.
Yeah.
Right.
So.
Right.
I'm about to be dramatic.
Like, I don't want her to just walk away with her baby and leave Jackson with, you know, and, like, share custody and walk off into the sunset with Matthew.
So I'm like, what if she's at the wedding and she has, like, a stroke or something?
Could you imagine?
Oh, my God.
That's what I'm saying. What if they teased us this week and they're like, oh, no one dies. And then next week, April just croaks.
That's a big prediction.
That's
you guys.
A lot.
It's a big prediction.
I would not have seen that coming, though.
No.
It's a good prediction. I like it.
I'm going to go.
Everybody in the chat said no.
We need some dramatics.
Come on, guys. What do they think is going to happen?
You guys
don't want to be. You guys, what do you think is going to happen right now? They're talking about their favorite weddings. Somebody said Izzy and Alex, just Joshua G.
That was a good. That was an emotional wedding.
Tian said Cali in Arizona.
Oh my gosh, there are so many weddings.
I forgot about that wedding. To be honest,
there
were
so many weddings.
Abby agrees with you, Krista.
Thank you, Abby.
See, Olivia said, "What if they pull a Mark Sloan?"
That's what I
meaning.
Oh,
like she came back and then
right.
I don't know if I.
But would you do that
either.
Twice? But maybe.
Maybe.
We've had multiple car accidents. They've done that 15 times. So
I mean, they just did this whole thing twice.
How many
like
other
with
times
her,
people die, you guys.
So would it be after the wedding? Because we see her
like,
in the wedding,
she
and she's
enjoying
engaging
the wedding.
In the wedding.
Yes. Maybe that's her high right there. Her coming back to life.
So, like, when Izzy had her high, when she, like, started remembering, and then she croaked, too.
We're getting really dark. Life, yeah.
We're just going back to our Grey's Anatomy knowledge, you guys. We know a lot about Grey's Anatomy, I just realized. So I guess those are our predictions. We predict that April is going to die the next episode. Maybe not Tori. Tori does not want that to happen.
Real quick, someone just says that in the preview for next week that they saw, there was blood on the aisle for the wedding.
Oh.
So maybe something happened to someone.
That is a good detail to notice.
I mean,
obviously, and many people in the chat have said that it's going to be dramatic, which I feel like it is, but is the dramatic extent just the fact that,
that,
like,
it's a wedding and people
Alex
are
and
locked.
Joe are in? Yeah.
That right. Can't
be. Like, is that it?
It better be more than that, guys. But we'll find out next week, you guys. It has been TGIT with this amazing Grey's Anatomy panel. That was our recap of season 14, episode 23, Cold as Ice. I can't believe we only have one more episode to go, you guys.
I know, right?
I don't even want to talk about it because I'm going to get emotional. Next week, we will be wearing scrubs, as there is our tradition. So get your scrubs ready, you guys. I am your host, Timothy Michael. You can find me everywhere at I am Timothy Mike. Where can they find you guys?
And I'm Tori Broussard. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Tori_Broussard.
And I'm Krista Flungy, and you can find me everywhere at Krista Flungy.
And you guys can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at ElmarieTV.
Thanks for tuning in, guys. We'll see you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.